Good morning, folks, and Merry Christmas. It is Christmas Day.
Morning, Merry Christmas.
2014, of course. It's coming up to 10:15. I'm going to put the turkey in. We have been awake and sort of alert since 7 o'clock. Well, Kate's been awake most of the night.
Yes.
I slept okay-ish. We've opened a couple of little presents in our stockings off Kate's mum and dad, and we both had a chocolate orange, and we both had a pair of sort of slipper socks with robins on, and I had a little mouth organ, little tiny one. There's only little bits in there, which is quite sweet, and Kate had a little keyring that makes sort of sound effects, which is quite funny. Kate also had another strange object that we can't quite work out what it is. First of all, I thought it was a bath sponge, and then I owned it, and I know it. Don't think it is. So we're not quite sure on that one.
No, it's got a funny thing. It feels like a mouthpiece, which
isn't. Yeah, it has. You also had that thing that looks like a tin of. Looks like a tin of Aldi's baked beans.
That's right, yes.
But actually, when you turn it over, there's a little bit at the bottom that unscrews, and you can put like spare change or keys or whatever in there, so people won't think to look at it because it does just look like a tin of beans. It's really cool, actually.
Yeah, I like that. It's good, that.
Have I opened anything else out of there?
I'm trying to think.
My slippers, chocolate orange, me, mouth organ. Oh, my toiletry bag.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Which is really nice.
That's sweet.
Anyway, now I have a very important job to do. I'm going to put the turkey in the oven. So I'm going to get in Aldi the other night. I bought. A turkey roasting tray. It's basically, if I can move it, it's made of foil, but it. Good noise.
Yeah.
It's a big foil roasting tin, but it's really cool because, of course, it means that you can just, when it's done with and it's all full of horrible stuff from the turkey, you can just throw it away. So that's one less roasting tin to wash, I suppose. So, got that. Hello. Smokey's saying hello in there. You saying hello, Smokles? You saying Merry Christmas, Smokles?
Kendra's out talking to, her little friend.
Yeah, Kendra's talking to Reuben. Her and Reuben seem to quite like one another.
She's sat on his cage having a chat with him.
Oh, she's on his cage, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
He doesn't seem to mind.
Right, I'm going to get the turkey out of the fridge and put it in said tray. Cover the tray with foil and put the turkey in the oven. I've worked it out. This turkey should take about 3 hours to cook.
Well, you're saying that. Do you think it'll take a bit longer because it's a bit bigger? Well, we think it is, don't we?
I don't know. I'll test it and see.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can do, really. Don't worry, I won't poison you.
Oh, no, I know. I trust you, it's all right.
I hate unwrapping these sorts of things. God, that's heavy. Jesus. It's heavy. Does it fit in the roasting tin? Yes, it blooming well does.
Oh, brilliant. Really?
Well, I've got to get it out of it. It's in one of those shrink wrap sort of polythene plastic bags. So I need a pair of scissors. Good boy, Smuckles. Yeah. I'm going to cut the... Well, cake is not for you, sweetie. Well, I may give you a little bit of turkey later if you're good. I'm always good, she said. The polythene so I can get into it.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Right, that's that. Did I get rid of that carrier bag? Bag in the bin. I could do with putting the... No, I didn't. I'm going to put the shrink wrap stuff in that because it's going to be all bloody, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Bloody. It's raw meat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't the nicest thing if you don't like handling raw meat, folks?
I did have half a mind to say, do you want to help? But I was like,
I might
be more trouble than I'm worth.
Maybe not, she says. Maybe not.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Turkey butterfly, which means that there's going to be no waste because it's a turkey that's basically been deboned. So the first thing I'm going to do, what do we do after handling raw meat, folks?
We wash our hands.
Want anything nasty to happen, do we?
No.
And some people put butter and things on the skin and or under the skin. Actually, I could do that. Yes, I think I might do that.
What, you put it on the skin?
Yes.
Oh, right. That sounds nice.
You just rub it all over. It just makes it a little bit moister, because turkey, as nice as it is, it can be a little bit dry.
Yes, I know what you mean.
It can be a little bit on the dry side, so... That's good, that's... Made a lot more room in my fridge. Some people do fancy things with lemons and onions and bacon. I don't tend to. My turkey usually turns out all right. So,
why did you not cook one?
Didn't cook one last year. Did I cook one the year before? In Hereford, yes, I did.
that?
Sure I did. No, I didn't, because I was at Justine's mum's then. So now it must have been 3 years ago I cooked one.
How time flies.
I know. Just put some butter on the skin, then I'll rub him all in. Rub him in nice. That's the only problem with my living room, with having parrots, is I have a big patio door to get out into my garden. And of course, parrots and patio doors don't mix very well. So, a couple of them have sort of flown into it.
Have you noticed that? You're all right, aren't you?
Again.
Yes,
I'm going to wash my hands.
You will run for you. Good girl. Yeah, you're talking. What are you saying? Say very good girl. That's Ruben.
Aww. I like when she does a little oof, oof, oof noises. She says. What did I do with my foil? I put it in the window, didn't I? I bought a big roll of foil the other day, and it's too long to fit in my cupboard, so it's had to go in the kitchen window. Now I have to open it. Hey, this is going to be fun. Following me and you're wondering what I'm talking about, saran wrap. I know you know it as saran wrap.
I've never heard of that.
I only know that because my uncle's partner's American and he said something once about saran wrap and I asked him what the hell he was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And he said, this stuff. I said, oh, cling film. That's quite funny. Now, of course, I'm getting a little bit of sticky stuff from around the farm. Why don't we do this? I sure they try and make it as difficult as possible.
Oh yeah, they do. I'm pretty sure.
What's the matter with you? What's up with her?
I don't know, she's
in
a bit of a moan.
Rio sounding peed off about something or other. You know, I'm going to move my phone. I'll tell you for why. If you're doing something like this near your phone, it sounds awful when you're doing a boo.
It makes it go all strange down there.
Apologies for the sound on this. For a minute. Not wide enough. Oh, okay. That bit wasn't good enough. Fine. Fine. You see. Is it long enough that way? Yeah. I just need more. I think it's the soil she doesn't like.
Ah. Yeah, maybe.
It's all right, Leo. Honestly. My Quaker doesn't like tin foil. That's quite well. I'm sure she's heard me faff around with foil before.
I don't know.
Not quite that much, I don't think.
I suppose also you were in a.
Yeah, I was further away, wasn't I? All that racket, people. My apologies. I shall now put the turkey in the oven after all that. In the oven. Grab my oven gloves. I will baste it, take it out and spoon the fat over the the juices over the top and put it back in again. Here we go. Nice fan oven. That's not good though.
Okay, what's happened?
Well,
the
roasting tin, because it was quite big, was a little bit too wide to fit in the oven widthways, so I had to put it in the oven the other way around.
Right.
But it, I didn't think the door was going to shut, it has. But, sure, it'll be fine.
What are you concerned about it, how it'll cook?
No, it'll cook fine.
Just a bit unexpected.
That's a bit.
Yeah.
25 to 11, so... it means it's going to be... I think we're probably going to be having lunch. I think it's going to be closer to sort of 3-ish.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
That sounds good to me. Yeah.
Then again, it'll give us time to... chill out and things.
Yeah, it will.
Because that's going to be done about 25 to 2-ish. I would say it'll be done between sort of 2:30 and 3.
That sounds great.
Because I want to cook the turkey first and then put the veg and the potatoes and things in. Well, I have got another oven, so... because this is a double oven, this. Right, I will turn this off, I think. That's our turkey safely in. I may, I'll keep this as a boo and I may resume it when I take the turkey out. We'll see how it is. We'll see you in a bit. Oh. Why? Thank you. Wouldn't pause then. Right, I'll try again. We are back, folks. You will have to excuse me. The first thing I have to do is, we're having a pyjama day today, just because. And I'm going to have to take my dressing gown off because I'm so hot. Oh, I'm going to take the turkey out of the oven and see if it's done. I think it is now.
Yes.
I basted him.
Yeah.
And, wait, I should move this toy out. Kate, stop leaving toys all around the floor.
Sorry. I'll go and play upstairs.
Yeah, please, if you could.
Yeah,
thanks.
No problem. Bye.
Don't forget your high chews up there.
Oh, okay, thanks.
So,
I'll go to bed and play.
Oh dear. You've already been told off once for getting under my feet.
Yeah, I know. I just want a bit of carrot. I want a piece of carrot. You know, I really like carrot.
Oh, dear. excuse us, folks. Right, yes, I've basted the turkey. Oh, that's a bit... Oh, oh.
You all right?
Yeah. When I got the turkey out of the oven earlier on, took the foil off, I think a bit of the juice must have fallen, because the floor's a bit wet. I'm just going to sort that out. That's dangerous.
I haven't noticed that.
It's by the cooker. It's not much, but... No, I wouldn't use one of these. My thoughts on the disposable roasting tins, folks, is don't bother. They, because they sort of bend because they're foil, if you get a heavy bird in there, it's a bit dicey. So that's my thoughts on those anyway. Now, I've got on my gloves. I've got my gloves down somewhere, I can't find them. I think next time I will be using my good old-fashioned roasting tin. Does the job just as well. Probably does the job better, to be honest. So I've basted the turkey and I've taken the foil off. Just going to open the oven door. Sizzling away. I'm trying to get it out without spilling it everywhere again. Oh God. We don't like these. You've got to be so careful. I'm lifting it up as easily, as sort of gingerly as I can. Put it down, Sam. Put it down, that's it. Just out. Just check him. See if he's done. Looks done. Put a knife in the middle of him. Oh, yes.
Is he good?
It certainly is.
Brilliant.
Marvellous.
Smells lovely.
Does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Fab. Right. So, that's one cooked turkey. I'm going to have to leave him now to cool, but dinner's going to be well over an hour, so. Well, not well over. It's going to be an hour or so, which is good because it gives it time to...
Hello, Merry Christmas.
I will go now because Kate's on the phone.
Hello.
And we'll do another boo later.